Thank you, Mr. Hayes, Senator Bradley, state representatives, ladies and gentlemen here in the Androscoggin Valley, Mount Washington Valley, and even points beyond. My job is in the executive branch of New Hampshire state government. The Governing Council employ 352 commissioners and directors to administer whatever is sent to us in state law and state budget. In Commissioner Kevin Clarity, we have an experienced person coming out of the city of Manchester dealing with budgets and the administration of municipal law and budget. We are fortunate, in my opinion, at this time to have Kevin there in administering and carrying forth this law that was passed, whether you agree with it or not, and sent down the hall to the administrative branch of state government. Here we have two branches of government at work. We have the lawmaking branch, which, thank goodness, is still in session in the state capitol, and they obviously have had some bills coming in from Senator Bradley, John Gallus, and other folks that will address this new LLC tax or law that was put through. July 1st, we all will find out exactly what the lawmaking branch has to say, whether they're going to do away with it, tweak it, whatever. But between now and then, the Commissioner of Revenue has a job to do under New Hampshire law. I would commend the department for going out and doing these hearings. And if anybody complains to you, Commissioner, that, well, how come all three were held up in Council District 1, blame it on me. The other part of the state, they have four councilors there as well, and I know my councilors, Shea, Hollingworth, Resorick, and of course, Pignatelli, I'm sure will be contacting you, and a couple of state reps have sent messages through me to you today, hoping that they will have some opportunities in the southern part. Wednesday next, the 13th of January at 8 o'clock, the governor has called the governor and council together. We'll be breakfasting over to the Bridges House, and I will ask the governor, do you have the authority under New Hampshire law to kind of slow this thing down, to give the department, give the lawmaking branch a chance to take another overall look at what the lawmaking branch has done? Yes, it does have an economic impact. Those of us who have cared for small businesses throughout our years of service in the public arena, it does give me an uneasy feeling, and I'm sure it is difficult for George Ball, Roy Duddy, and the Economic Development Department to reach out to businesses not knowing exactly what the tax burden is going to be when and if a business does come from wherever it may come from. I do have three handouts today. This is a copy of the New Hampshire Constitution, my annual questionnaire, if you want to give me your thoughts. And by the way, as one of your public servants, I welcome public criticism. I welcome constructive criticism as one of your public servants here in this valley. This is also my contact information in case anybody would like to. And with your permission, Commissioner, I'd like to leave them on the table as people leave here. Thank you again for coming to Council District Number 1. And a reminder that there is a southern part of New Hampshire under New Hampshire law and constitution. Thank you.